Landing Craft Headquarters 248. Early History. Ordered and delivered as a landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by the New Jersey Shipbuilding Corporation, Barber, New Jersey. She was laid down on October 22, 1942, and launched November 21, 1942. She was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on December 17, 1942 at Staten Island, New York, and commissioned as LCIL 248. The ship next began 4 weeks of working up in the New York area, before sailing for Norfolk Naval Base, where she arrived at Pier No. 3 on January 25, 1943 for repairs and alterations. Over the next 2 months she underwent the installation of plastic armor and sounding equipment, the fitting of sponsons and flare plates, repairs to hull, electrical system and main engines. She also received a replacement winch and pinnace. She arrived at the Norfolk Shipbuilders and Dry Dock Co. Yard on January 29 for repairs, which were completed the following day. Before leaving Norfolk she was degaussed and calibrated at the Sewell's Point Magnetic Range, and visited the U.S. Naval Ammunition Depot, St. Julien's Creek, Virginia, to embark small arms and gun ammunition. She sailed for Gibraltar, via Bermuda on March 3, in company with LCIL 101, 103, 104, 105, 106, 108, 109, 110, 111, 113, 116, 119, 170, 182, 183, 184, 186, 240, 249, 251, 252, 254, and 256. She was in action during the invasion of Sicily, July 10, 1943, putting ashore men from the 51st Highland Division. On January 22, 1944, she took part in the amphibious landings at Anzio. Conversion to a headquarters ship. On release from operations in the Mediterranean early in 1944, she was converted into an LCH, Landing Craft Headquarters. The conversion involved turning part of the troop decks into operations rooms and wireless offices and the installation of command and control and communications equipment, 6 Army No. 22 radio sets, 6 CDG, B-28 receivers, 1 CDF, B-29 receiver, echo sounding type 763, 8 type visual signals, lanterns and torches, Type 970 radar for navigation and control of assault craft, outfit QHG hyperbolic radio nav aid, 1 TCS transmitter. A tripod foremast was added to mount the additional aerials. In addition, single cabins were installed to accommodate assault force staff officers when embarked. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. At the end of 1944, LCH 248 was allocated for service with the East Indies Fleet and sailed for India. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the code name Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Port Said, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. It is not clear which flight LCH 248 sailed with or when she arrived in India. No further information is available about her activities until she was allocated to participate in Operation Zipper in September 1945. Operation Zipper. After the Japanese surrender plans to accept the surrender of Singapore were put into action, originally this was part of Operation Zipper, but political constraints meant that no landing could take place until after the signing of surrender in Tokyo on September 2, 1945. The delays meant that all plans were now to change. Thus, the reoccupation of Malaya would take place in three phases. Phase 1 would be the recapture of Penang Island, Operation Jurist. Phase 2 would be the recapture of Singapore, Operation Tide Race, by the 5th Indian Division, and Phase 3 would be Boer assault of Northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area, with landings near Morib with the 25th Indian Division and the 37th Brigade of the 23rd Indian Division. This was a modified Zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. The forces participating in these three operations were escorted by the battleships Nelson, flying the flag of Admiral Walker, and Richelieu, the cruisers Nigeria, Cleopatra, and Ceylon, with air cover from the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, Royalist, Commodore Oliver, and the escort carriers Hunter, Stalker, Archer, Khedive, Emperor and Pursuer, and 15 destroyers. At 1200 hours on August 28, HM ships Nelson, Ceylon, Attacker, Hunter, Tartar, Petard, Voyage, Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma arrived off Penang Island for Operation Jurist. On September 1, the CNC East Indies Fleet, Admiral Sir Arthur Power, transferred from Cleopatra to Nelson at Georgetown. The official surrender of Japanese forces on Penang Island was signed on the 2nd. At 8 o'clock the following day, 400 Royal Marines under the command of Lieutenant Col. G.B. Grant were landed from the LSIs Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma. This was Force Roma, formed in July from the Marine detachments aboard Nelson, Ceylon, Nigeria and Phoebe. At 0500 hours on the 8th, Nelson in company with the light cruisers Ceylon in Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the Zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. LCH 101, 168 and 248 in company with LCILS 115, 121, 127, 136, 183, 217, 256, 266, 277, 305, 311, sailed from Mandapam, India on August 31 in assault convoy JMD-1C for Operation Zipper. Other convoys had sailed from Bombay and from Cochin, from Madras and Visakhapatnam, from Calcutta and Chittagong and Rangoon. The Zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast off Port Swettenham. Once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. As for Dracula, senior officer assault group W1 was aboard HMS Nith and that of W2 aboard HMS Waveney. On reaching the lowering point off Morib, the assault group senior officers transferred to the LCHs. It is not clear which landing craft headquarters were used by which assault group. The landings were not a success. Numerous factors and mistakes made by the need to revise the plan several times resulted in stranded vehicles and ships. The beach survey was wrong, the sand was not suitable for heavy machinery which bogged down and blocked the beaches. The assault was actually an hour late in its execution. Force W was operating on Ceylon time, not Burma time, so the expected high tide had in fact ebbed. On September 12, the new beach was opened farther south, at Cape Rachado, where the 23rd Division landed without any of the difficulties met at Morib. By the time the beaches were closed, Morib on 25th and Cape Rachado on 28th of September, 63,838 troops, 7,337 vehicles and 25,671 tons of stores had been landed over them. HMS Nelson and the much of the covering forces sailed for Singapore later on the 9th once the beachhead had been established, arriving there at 08:30 hours on the 10th. Operation Tide Race forces had arrived in Singapore on September 4, 1945, meeting no opposition. By 1800, the Japanese had surrendered their forces on the island to Lieutenant General Sir Philip Christison aboard HMS Sussex. The formal surrender was finalized on September 12 at Singapore City Hall. Over 90 vessels were present in Keppel Harbour and Singapore Roads at the time of the surrender. It is unclear where LCH-248 went after her release from Zipper operations. Post-war. Since LCHs could accommodate individual personnel, they were employed transporting officers and medical teams up and down the coasts of India and Burma. In December, some of the LCIL flotillas sailed to Cochin, others to Singapore, where many of the ships were decommissioned and the crews paid off. LCH-248 was returned to U.S. custody on May 4, 1946, probably at Manila. She was leased to France on January 26, 1948 and returned to U.S. custody again on March 21, 1949. Later she was struck from the U.S. Naval Register and put up for disposal. Her fate is unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.